Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
The Auditor General, Tsakani Maluleke, will tomorrow present the local government audit outcomes for 2021-2022 in Parliament. And we know there's a desperate, dire state of affairs when it comes to finances and our local government. Joining me on the line is Dr. Janai Masia with the School of Public Management and Administration at the University of Pretoria. Dr. Masia, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning to you and thank you for having me on the program.
It seems since the dawn of democracy, we've been having the same conversation where either local government has not been, deployed with the right people, the right qualification or capacity to do the work that they need to do, where every year we lament the billions of rands that have been accounted for as unauthorized expenditure, where the overwhelming majority of those municipalities do not offer clean audits. What are we getting wrong?
There is a multiplicity of problems, as you are indicating, at the local government level, including human resources, capacity limitations, institutional limitations, and the like. But I think what has been a problem or has been the ability for the government to respond to irregularities that are happening and siphoning essential finances at local government level. But I think since the amendment of the Public Audit Act in 2019, there have been significant measures that have been taken to try and ensure and reduce irregular expenditures at the local level. Quite a number of actions have been taken, and I've seen in some provinces and municipalities, although smaller, there has been some changes and there is direction towards ensuring that these irregular expenditures are dealt with. And that pattern has been growing for the last 3 years. And I think when the Auditor General makes a presentation, the interest is on seeing whether we are progressing towards addressing these problems, or we are regressing, or we are stagnant.
In 2022, and granted, the measures that you referred to, which were enacted into law, right, in 2019, were probably too early. But in 2022, the Auditor General saying that 193 of the municipalities were responsible for fruitless and wasteful expenditure amounting to 1.96 billion rand during, the period that was under review at that time, made reference to a figure of 20.45 billion rand unauthorized expenditure. And I suppose we need to clarify that unauthorized expenditure doesn't mean that it's fraudulent expenditure. It means that whatever the process that is dictated by the legislature, by the statute books rather, as to public finance spending, that was not followed. So perhaps they didn't get three quotes, or perhaps they're spending slightly outside of budget, or whatever the case may be. It doesn't mean that Dr. Masia and Africa Milani pocketed money that was meant to be spent for the residents of that municipality.
Yes. When we are talking about fruitless and wasteful expenditure, we are talking about expenditure that could have been avoided, or that was spent in vain, or that which, was not useful for the purpose for which it was spent, and it's not according to the law. It cannot be stated as fraud or corruption, but it also points to, inappropriate management, lack of management acumen. And in terms of a nation that is under resource strain and is trying by all means, to save financially, irregular and wasteful expenditure cannot be acceptable at local government level, and especially of that magnitude. And this is why there are efforts through the amendment of the Public Audit Act to ensure that this is uh, significantly reduced. And noting that it is not necessarily fraud or corruption, the measures that the Auditor General ordinarily takes, start with the municipal manager asking him or her, to rectify that particular problem rather than taking extreme legal action. And we have seen the Auditor General making these requests to various municipalities and giving them, time to rectify the the errors through to the next financial cycle. And I think when the audit outcomes are announced, these are some of the key areas that we are going to be looking at to see whether municipal managers who were asked to take appropriate action to recover fruitless and wasteful expenditures were able to do so, were efficiently took the appropriate action, or they are failing to conform to the call by the Auditor General. Yes.
The efforts of the previous Auditor General, the late Magwetu, to try and get the individuals who are responsible for accounting, I suppose, at the various municipalities to be held personally accountable. So if Afrika Milane is the chief financial officer for the city of Cape Town and there's been wasteful, fruitless, unauthorized expenditure to the tune of X, that I must then be held accountable either to try and pay back that amount of money or there to be some legal consequences. Are we starting to see that coming into action already?
Yeah, I think we haven't gone far because the amendment to the Public Audit Act is still very recent, but there have been measures that are being taken. I have seen in municipalities where there have been these problems, where the municipal managers have been asked to take action to recover such monies, or where such failure has occurred, reports have been made to law enforcement, for example, to the police. It's still early days, but there is an indication that the Auditor General is willing to assist municipalities, to ensure that these recoveries really okay. And in many instances, before the amendment of the law, it was the municipal managers in general who were hesitant to spearhead the recoveries of these losses. But now with an element of law enforcement coming in, it kind of deters municipal managers from inaction and kind of encourages them to ensure the recovery because of the prospect of law enforcement coming in if they fail. And again, as the Auditor General makes the announcement on the audit outcomes, this is one of the areas we want to see. In the previous financial year, who were given the time to rectify and how far have they gone? And if they failed, does the Auditor General have the courage to then call in law enforcement?
Yeah. Let me ask this as a parting question, Dr. Masia. You are a senior lecturer in the School of Public Management and Administration at the University of Pretoria. Many universities have faculties across the land that teach public management and administration. So I don't imagine it's a case of a lack of suitably qualified people occupying key offices in the municipalities that has us having these conversations, right?
Yes. Your question is whether they are qualified people or not to, pursue these measures.
Yes.
Well, yeah, human resources factor is the key element in local government, but it is not the sole problem there. There is a multiplicity of problems. People don't have the skills, but in some instances, people are just, corrupt and, especially around issues of procurement processes. There is a tendency to be fraudulent, and also it is an issue of system weaknesses. When the offices of the Auditor General and the municipalities are not working together with law enforcement, sometimes people just take advantage of these loopholes. And sometimes, in general, it's institutional weaknesses and incapacities of our municipal councils. Remember, the councils, the mayor and the manager have got to have a certain level of understanding and skill for the municipalities to be efficient in their expenditure. So I cannot say it is a human resources problem only, but there is a multiplicity of factors, and most research has revealed this.
Dr. Masia, thank you very much indeed for your time. Dr. Genai Masia is a senior lecturer at the School of Public Management and Administration at the University of Pretoria. Tomorrow, the Auditor General, Tsakani Maluleke, will be releasing the 2021-2022 local government audit outcomes in Parliament.